once a time of 1,000 or 2,000 is not so long time in comparison to our idea of time. It is just you know, 1,000 or 100 years of time, maybe 1 month or less than 1 month. So we came to the point where we must study Buddhism from various directions. And here we are started to study Buddhist way from various angles. And this is not so easy task. I think that is why we must have Buddha or Dogen Zenji, because each one of our effort by each one of our effort cannot be satisfied our purpose of studying Buddhism. In Japan, this kind of study started maybe from Meiji period, early part of Meiji period. Of course, there were some exceptionally great teachers before Meiji period. But after Meiji period, we started to study Buddhism, applying Western way of study. Based on more scientific way of study, like you study anthropology or sociology. So, Buddhist culture analyzed from various angles. And criticized from various angles, whether Buddhism has been helping human being or not. Now, in this way, after Meiji period, we started to study Buddhism very sincerely and very objectively and very critically. So, right now we haven't, you know, even we belong to same school of Buddhism. That each one has his own opinion or his own, you know, understanding of Buddhism. So I think it is the time when we get together and study Buddhism from various angles. And we should not be discouraged by knowing various teachers' way is not same. It cannot be same. And one teacher, even one teacher, changing his way always because he finds some reason why he should change his way. If there is some, decisive reason why he should change his way, he should, you know. If he is Buddhist, he should change, because we don't stick to our previous understanding. Moment after moment, we continue our practice and our our study. I hear various information from Japan, you know, what kind of practice is going at Eiheiji or some other monasteries. The more I hear various different information from various sources, we feel, you know, the need of discussion, a need of dialogue, you know, sincere study, a need of, you know, affirming, you know, our belief. Something which we have been doing in Japan may be difficult for you to accept. Tonight I want to concentrate. To be concentrated on some point which may be, which you may find it difficult to accept. Something, you know. This is the point I want to talk tonight is, one of the characteristics of Buddhist thought, and one of and which, you know, you do not have in your culture. If I am right, you know, I haven't studied Western culture so much, so I cannot say definitely, but I find some difficulties for Western students to when you want to accept our Buddhist teaching. For instance, you know, freedom, you mean, is not the freedom Buddhist mean. Now, Buddha, you know, rejected asceticism. But still, in the Buddhist way, is there is ascetic, ascetic element in it. The love you mean is not the same as when we say love. Desire, you know, we mean is not the same when you say desire. That we, you know, almost all the time we say, we do not say good desire. We say, we Buddhists say evil desire. Evil is, you know, always followed to desire. For instance, you choose, you like some bright colors, you know, but Buddhists use subdued color. This is very this is one of the characteristic of Buddhism. Blue or, you know, yellow, red, white, black, those are, you know, those are not subdued color. The subdued color is the mixed color. The material we use for robe is not the material people may like. We shave our head, you know, wear okesa. Those, you know, this is why we shave our head is to be free from the desire to put some ornament, you know, on our head. On our head. You know. This kind of negative and opposite, negative tendency or element in our teaching will be very difficult point. But on the other hand, you know, when you start Zazen practice, or when you start some particular practice, you become more, you tend to be more ascetic than our people. You want to observe, you want to be strict vegetarian, you know. And if, when you start something, you go on and on and on. But the way you push your, you carry on your practice is more positive, not negative way. positive way. I think this is the difference between the, there's some slight, you know, flavor is different, nuance is different. The negative attitude we have is after realizing what we are doing in our everyday life. What kind of nature we human being has. And to avoid this kind of fault, Buddhist, you know, try to try to make our human tendency, bad tendency, weaker, because we know this kind of tendency will create many problems in our society. So we try to control or restrict even our activity. Instead of working fast, we try to work slowly, step by step, moderating our tendency. This kind of thing, tendency or element, may be very hard for you to understand. The why old people or people in old tradition interested in Buddhism is people who live in the countries where there is old tradition. They understand good side of the culture and bad side of the culture. So they, you know, are not so interested in a kind of achievement they achieved in their history. So they reflect their culture more, and after reflecting on their culture or after getting tired of their own culture, they start to become interested in Buddhism, which is negative. Here there is some reason, you know, why Western, you know, young people become interested in Buddhism or Zen. The young generation, you know, in America became tired of, you know, materialistic culture. And they start to realize what will become of America. If we, you know, push this kind of effort, so maybe this is wrong. You know, we started to realize something missing in our culture. So that is why Buddhism is now developing in this country. But still, there is, I feel, slight, you know, difference. And we Buddhists are not so interested in success in life or achievement of some special thing or propagating our way. Before we try to propagate our way, we try to accept the teaching completely. Until we have strong confidence in our teaching, we do not try to, you know, push our teaching to someone else. And we understand that to have good understanding or to accept teaching as his own is already the best way to propagate our way. To study Buddhism is to teach Buddhism. And to know ourselves is to know others. This is, you know, our way. So, instead of working towards outside, we work towards inside. And this is rather hard, you know. I think you are trying very hard to work towards inside. But still, there's slight difference, you know. It must be so, you know. It is quite natural for you to be so, but but when we, you know, make one step further from this stage in our study of Buddhism, we must have, and it is natural to have this kind of difficulties. If we are not patient enough, you know, to get through this kind of difficulty, unless we make more effort on this point, our effort will not make much sense in its true sense. So, now what we want is what we should do here is to develop our study from your bottom of your heart. That is the most important point. You must be very faithful to yourself. And even though you cannot accept a teaching, a Buddhism, you should try best effort to understand it and accept it. That does not mean, you know, I'm forcing Buddhism to you, but from your side, you should make more effort and to accept or to think over and over what Buddha is suggesting for us. And next point, maybe we should not, try to be successful. You know, we should be concentrated in our effort, rather than work, towards people. Of course, we should not reject people, but we should not invite many people unnecessarily. So once someone comes, we should try best effort to show our way, if possible, not by mouth, but by our actual practice. And we should, I think, as already we started, we must start a kind of study, mutual study, or more wider study from various viewpoints. For instance, inviting Japanese priest here, and or study, go to Japan and study Japanese Buddhism. Whether it is good or bad. If it is bad, we should know why it is so bad. Bad thing may be some medicine for us. I don't think, Buddhism in Japan is so healthy now. I must acknowledge this point. I'm sorry for Japanese Buddhism, but I have to acknowledge it, accept it. But it does not mean there is no need to study Japanese Buddhism. Japanese Buddhism is still alive in some way. And some people started very sincere study. And we see the result of their study in a magazine or in various books they publish. They found out many things which was not came to our knowledge yet. So the study is going anyway. But even though they make best effort in their study, that will not be, that will not never be perfect. So I think American people also start this kind of sincere study. And from various angles, if we study Buddhism, we'll come to the good. American people also start this kind of sincere study. And from various angles, if we study Buddhism, we'll come to the good understanding of Buddhism. The negative attitude in Buddhism arises from deep insight of our human nature. Why we study Buddhism is because we find some weak point in our human nature. If you accept various desires you have, you know, or instinct you have, there is not much reason why you have to practice, for instance, Zen. Because you know the good point and bad point of thinking mind or emotional activity. We practice Zazen, because that is the only way to go beyond thinking mind, emotional activity. Since I have been explaining negative practice in positive way, so it is difficult for me now to explain it negative way. But actually, what is written in scripture is negative side of Buddhism. Almost all the time, you know, their description is concentrated on negative side of Buddhism. But when you realize why they take negative viewpoint, then we can take a positive practice to make best use of our desires. Zazen practice, it became attracting people, you know, because of its positive side of attaining enlightenment, you know, by improving your state of mind, to have some, you know, power, physical or spiritual power, to do things as you may want to do, or to to solve your everyday problems, or to improve your mental activity, or to make yourself physically strong. But actually, especially in skantaza sort of practice, is very negative. You may be very much discouraged to practice sort of skantaza. But it is so. You know, we try not think in our practice. We try not to see things, you know. Or we try not to hear things. But sound, if sound comes, we naturally will hear it. But we shouldn't be disturbed by it. We shouldn't be curious about the sound, what it is. So how we do it, you know, is to have right posture. Right posture means, you know, if I want to explain what is right posture, you know, it should not be like this, or it should not be like that, or should not be like this. Like that. If you are not like this or like that, this is right posture, we say, you know. So from the beginning to end, our practice is negative. There's no other way to explain it, you know, so well, in positive way. Don't, you know, be bothered by it. Don't be bothered by it. Don't see. Don't think. So how you don't think? It's, you know, just to be like this. That just to be like mountain, according to Dogen Zenji Gotsugochi. When you are like this, you know, this posture, which is not, you know, this way or that way, will practice, various practice. That posture will work on various problems you will have. So if the sound, even the sound come, if you are not disturbed by it, there is a real practice. And we say, this is not something you can attain by practice. It is something which you have originally, when you are just you. When you are not something more than that. So we have, you know, very difficult time to convince or to explain our skantata. If we want to explain it, so we rather concentrate it on practice. Actually, to practice our way is the only way to understand what is, you know, what Buddha meant by not being so and not being that. Just to be like that, or to see things as it is. So, even though we must study Buddhism from various angles, but we should neglect our practice, you know, which is the only way to understand what he meant, you know, what Buddha meant by his sermon. The purpose of our practice is not to attain anything. Or to make you Zen student. Purpose of practice is just to be yourself, you know. Nothing more than that. And by experience, various teachers and patriarchs found out this is the best way, you know, to to see, to encounter Buddha. You know. Only when we practice Zazen, and when we have complete practice, we can understand, which is difficult to understand in by our study through scriptures. Or through some. And when you understand what Buddha meant through practice, you will not be attached to Buddha's sermon. Or Rinzai way or Soto way. There is no Rinzai way or Soto way in Shikantaza. Maybe to say Shikantaza is already wrong. Although we have this kind of jiva in our practice, but it does not mean to stick to something, to get free from attachment, or to get free from teaching, we practice zazen. So negative way of expression or positive way of expression doesn't matter. Whichever it is, we can understand what he meant. Be always negative. We do not deny that we exist here, eating something, doing something, thinking something, feeling something. Just to feel, just to think properly, we actually practice zazen. So, if one thing happens, that is the whole picture of Buddhism. If another thing happens, that is whole picture of the Buddhism. So there is, no need to stick to some particular thing. Positive or negative is on your side, not Buddhist side. So the practice we have is not just negative practice. It is the way to jump into the reality, or jump into the actual reality we are right now. Without any hesitation of thinking about it, or choosing the way, without concerning negative or positive, just do it. Maybe that will be the most positive way, and at the same time, it is the most negative way because you stop everything. That is very negative. But at the same time, that is the most positive way, From this viewpoint, we put stress on our practice so that we can study our way from various directions without any confusion. So before you discuss, about our way of putting our teaching in words, maybe better to have actual practice and think what it is actually, and see what it is. What does it mean? Thank you very much.